Have you ever written a gratitude list? Well, one may call it a spiritual practice. Some people might call it a psychological practice. And some may use other language to describe it. Some people who keep a gratitude journal claim that they have become more optimistic and thankful as they focus on their positive experiences. Just think about this for a moment. What would be the top three things on your gratitude list if you were to take a minute and write those down right now? What would be the top three things on your gratitude list? I would imagine that most of us will be pleased with our list, which will probably highlight the abundance of God's blessings. And some of God's blessings are obvious and could be taken for granted because they're so obvious, while others may require a little deeper reflection. I know that if I were to write a gratitude list right now, on a personal note, one of the things that would be on my gratitude list is Thanksgiving, that our son is at home this Thanksgiving, because last year he was away for Thanksgiving as he was serving abroad with the Canadian forces. And we are naturally thankful that he returned safely. And so for us, this Thanksgiving is certainly different from last year's Thanksgiving. So that's on a personal note. With reference to St. George and Young, I'm certainly thankful, and in my own spiritual journey, I'm certainly thankful for the opportunity for us to worship, to gather in person, and still have the opportunity for those of you who are joining us virtually to be part of one worshiping community. As we are thankful for your faithful stewardship of your time, your energy, and your finances to support the various parish ministries. In the world around us, I am certainly thankful this weekend, especially for all the efforts to feed and provide shelter for those in need, particularly for the most vulnerable in our society. So today, as we celebrate Harvest Thanksgiving, there's so much for which we could be grateful, even during this time of COVID-19, as our healthcare workers continue to provide much needed support to those affected. In his Thanksgiving letter, Diocesan Bishop Andrew Aspill wrote, and I quote just a short section from his letter, "This weekend we celebrate Thanksgiving. It gives us the opportunity to give thanks to God for all the blessings in our lives, the small and the large ones, that remind us that all life comes from our Creator." End of quote. But this thought from Bishop Aspill draws our attention to Scripture. And we know specifically from 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 14 that all things come from you, that is from God, and of your own have we given you. So what can we learn from the readings for today? The book of the prophet Joel warns the people of Judah about God's judgment because of their sins. And Joel is here encouraging them to turn back to God. But the specific message in today's reading is about God's generosity and the blessings he promises to all who follow him. All creation rejoices, the prophet says, for the Lord has done great things. The pastures are green, the trees bear its fruit. There is rain to water the crops, to provide food and wine in abundance. God promises to provide and to be present. And the prophet went on to say, "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And you shall know that I am, that is, God is, in the midst of Israel." These are promises. And the prophet Joel urged the people to be faithful, even in adversity, and revealed what would happen if they repented, if they trusted God and were faithful. And my friends, this applies equally to us, that if we are faithful in our own walk with Christ, in our own discipleship, we will also be blessed. And today, let us be thankful for the things we often take for granted. For we live in a bountiful country where all can benefit by sharing God's blessings with others. And you know, my friends, we can depend on God. And at the same time, we must learn to depend on each other. Just think about this for a minute. As part of God's church here at St. George and Young, each of us must know that we are relied on to share in God's work and to honor our commitments to each other by sharing our gifts. Yes, my friends, we must be faithful, for we are all counting on each other. So let us all look at ways to improve the trust that we place in each other as we seize the opportunities to share God's love in Christian worship and in Christian witness. You might be aware that in recent stewardship reminders, our attention has been drawn to the pre-authorized system of giving. And we give God thanks. We give God thanks for the sacrificial givings that are evident for many in the congregation. But what a simple and convenient way it is to offer our financial gifts, to help in budgeting for God's work through the church. But beyond the church, I dare say that people, sometimes with no particular faith affiliation, have affirmed that the discipline of financial stewardship has worked very well. Financial stewardship, the stewardship of our lives, not just finances, but beyond finances, placing God's priorities first in our lives. And when we look at the reading from Timothy, which emphasizes the importance of thanksgiving in our prayers, we recognize that Paul's instructions to Timothy, he suggested that thanksgiving should be offered for everyone, including those in authority. And we know that this practice continues within the context of the liturgy and certainly in our prayer group ministry. My friends, we live in a time of anxiety and uncertainty. And on this Thanksgiving Day, we hear the words, "Do not worry," coming from the gospel reading according to Matthew. We are urged to trust in God, to be thankful, and to be confident that God will always be there and will provide for us. Now, "do not worry" doesn't mean be complacent. What it says is that we should not be anxious. We should do what we know that we should do. We should pray, we should work, and we should leave it to God. So let us be faithful in serving God, and He will take care of all of our needs. Our gratitude to God must acknowledge all the needs that have been met by our gracious and loving God. On a personal note, At Thanksgiving, I give special thanks to God for our country of Canada, beyond Canada Day, of course, for it is around this time that I migrated to Canada many years ago. Yes, I'm proud to be Canadian, but I hope that for all of us, our Christian identity is most significant. And so my hope is that we are all thankful to God for watching over us and keeping us safe in a world where there is so much evil and hostility, in a world where there appears to be a growing tendency to promote fear and division among peoples of various backgrounds, in a climate where many are erecting barriers to harmony. Let us give thanks today for our Christian vocation to promote peace, to give hope, and to be bridges of understanding and reconciliation among people. Later in the worship, a prayer shawl will be offered to be blessed. And my special thanks to you who are involved in the prayer shawl ministry and other ministries that happen discreetly and sometimes unnoticed behind the scenes to bring comfort to others. So this Thanksgiving, let us give with grateful hearts as we have been given, for we must be as generous to others as God has been generous to us. So let us place our trust in God, give thanks for everything and in all circumstances, and share God's love with those in need. So my sisters and brothers in Christ, my siblings, have a happy Thanksgiving as we rejoice that God has blessed us abundantly. And these thoughts I share with you today in the name of God, who is Father, who is Son, and who is Holy Spirit. And God's people will say, Amen.